supposed to host this one?
Yeah. You didn't host the last two, right?
No, I did host one of the last two.
Yeah, why do you do that? You should let Hank host Broncos.
I'm down to experiment with that.
Yeah, sure.
I also would like to...
Good enough with me.
Let Dre host bets today.
That's not about... Guess what? When you're not around, I do host bets.
I know, you're like great at it.
He hosts Broncos. Just got to make sure... It just helps me when you host the first, 2 minutes.
Okay.
Because I get the you bets didn't do your tweet out and my tweet.
Oh, okay.
Well, I have double the work.
Double the tweet.
Double the tweet, yeah.
Half the audience.
Hey, that's not nice. No, I mean, you are being generous on that percentage. It is. It's 10%. That's far less than...
We're back.
You're back?
I'm
How
back.
How exciting.
It is exciting.
How are you? I was guesstimating on the show. It was the longest break you've had from podcasting. And gosh.
It was...
7-8 years, probably since we started this whole wild circus.
It's
huh?
so nice being able to watch other people's podcasts and just judge them.
Right, right. Oh, I'd love to hear these notes. I'd pod with you after this with all your podcast notes.
Yeah. No, those guys are amazing.
Who are we?
Like our
about?
NBA teams at All City are pretty good. So good.
They're pretty good.
And yes. I just loved watching and taking notes and thinking of things that I can bring to my shows and seeing what those guys do well and what some do better than others. And it was just like for example, the Bulls show's ad reads could be its own show. I would listen to a show of them just reading ads.
Oh my gosh, tell me what makes them so special?
They just have so much energy and just so much. They sound so passionate. They're talking about an energy company in Chicago and just making it sound like a paradise.
Wow.
It's incredible stuff.
That would be a tough one to sell.
So anyways, it was great. I did a lot of betting.
Good.
A lot of betting.
How'd that go?
Good. I did much better on sports betting than I did at the tables, which might shock you.
It doesn't. I've been enjoying these bet365, bonus bets. But nothing's quite hitting. So I need you, we got to get back on the saddle again. Schwann Man gave a great F1 bet that I didn't get in on. UFC, Volkanovski didn't go the distance as I had hoped. But our guy Brandon Moreno lost. That hurt me.
I know. So I got everyone in on Moreno.
Yeah. He's a hero.
Yeah. It's like
in
me,
the circle of trust for
me,
sure.
Me, Parker, Rizkin. I was like, guys, trust me on Moreno. He's fucking dog. And he is.
Did you guys call yourselves the non-podcast boys?
No. No. Just I call them the biz birds. Boys.
Oh, hell yeah. I love that for the biz boys.
I'm in all the groups.
You are. You're a chameleon.
It's true.
Yeah.
You want to talk about, ROI and things of that nature?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm in. Yep. You want to talk about O-line play?
Also
sure.
in.
Yeah. Let's talk about splits.
I'm here to talk about the ROI on the O-line we signed, right?
Wow.
That's when you start to get into real ball talk for real ballers.
Yep. And if you want to talk about, light kits and... production stuff.
Oh, I'm outie. I trust those guys. They did a great job.
So anyways.
Boom.
I bet a lot. Yeah. Won a little. So we lost on Moreno. But
sad.
Rizkin was like, hey.
The Riz King.
Yes, that's what I call him. I also asked if he was risking it all in Vegas.
He wasn't. I already know the answer.
He wasn't.
It's not his style.
He's like, I have a guy, I have a UFC guy, and he gave me Volk by knockout. And I was like, well, cool, I'm doubling my bet on that.
Oh my gosh.
So
we don't have enough guys around us who have guys.
I know.
Riz has a guy?
He's got a guy.
Come on.
He had a guy with the pick, and the pick was correct.
I love when we have a guy.
It was like plus 185. It was beautiful.
I kind of had a gal, during the home run derby. You guys might have heard of her. Her name is Susie Hunter. I follow her on Twitter like many others. She gave out Randy, gonna say
a Rosarena.
Thank you, because I was gonna say Alcantara, which is wrong. This
Sandy
close,
Alcantara.
This close. This close. And Dirty Randy has it in the final 30 and then blows it.
Yeah.
Plus 1,000 with the boost. I was in on that.
And who won? Oh, Vladdy.
Fucking Vlad.
He was third, though, in the odds, I think.
Yeah.
I took my boy, the polar bear, and he got smoked.
Like, obliterated.
I thought that, remember when Shohei Ohtani was in it in Denver?
Yeah.
And there was just, like, a little too much pressure on him, and he sucked?
Yep.
I thought that was going to happen to Julio.
Did not.
Instead, he wore himself out. Okay, proposal. Yes,
always.
Proposal. If you hit the most home runs in the first round, you automatically advance to the finals.
I like that. I thought you were going to give a betting strategy, and I was going to say, like, actually, you can just get those pregame props. There's no live betting on the home, derby.
What?
Wouldn't the top two home runs have, so because then you have an odd man out that's not playing in the next round? So it would be the two guys that hit the most home runs?
No, then there would be no point in the second round.
Yeah, you still need a second round, guys.
If you if you won and you had the last home, the least amount of home runs, you're just out. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Decided it. It's decided. Boom.
But seriously, like, you shouldn't be punished for hitting 41 bombs in one round.
I mean, it's his own body, his own stamina that punished him.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Yeah. His own lung capacity.
Anyways.
Let's do it, Ryan.
You want to do some big threes?
Yes, yes. I've been waiting all week.
All right. Well, open up your favorite betting app.
Boom.
All right, here we go. I'll lead us off.
Straight money lines.
The Nuggets aren't losing today in Summer League.
You heard it here first, kids.
You know, when these guys get these opportunities to coach these teams, this is like kind of their break, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
The Nuggets coach is not going to allow them to go 0-3. That's just not going to happen.
Gosh, I hope so, Ryan.
So,
I really hope so.
Jalen Pickett's going crazy.
Yep.
Strother's going to hit his threes.
Yep.
And Hunter S. Tyson is going to be just smoking threes all day.
Absolutely. Yeah, Vegas's finest, Hunter S. Tyson, man.
Yep. So you got to take on, you know, Keontae George and the Jazz.
Keontae, hot name these days, huh?
It is a hot name. I think they played yesterday, though. They're on a back-to-back.
Oh, my gosh. Summer League back-to-back. So yeah. You know that's tough in that Vegas sun.
Exactly.
Hashtag analysis.
So there you go. Nuggets aren't losing today. They are winning today. Plus 140.
You heard it here first, kids.
Rory to win the Scottish Open.
Yes, yes.
I mean, how Rory would this be? Win overseas right before the British. Get the hype all the way cranked up. Probably moving to like plus 450 to win the British.
Oh, I can see
or
it.
The Open Championship, if you will. It feels right to me.
This is your predict the timeline pick of the week.
Yes.
This is great. This is amazing. It's one of your greatest gifts.
Thank you.
To go into a game, know what the timeline will be like post game, and thus, with that great gift, decipher what happened in the actual game.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And finally, ever heard of the U.S. men's national team?
All in. I believe that, you know.
Yes. They're taking on, correct me if I'm wrong here,
yes,
Panama?
I know. Yes, Panama.
Yes, they are taking on Panama. And let me just say, it's going to be a blowout.
Yep. Either a blowout or a squeaky win by Panama. History tells us it's one or the other.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah,
I like that. It's going to be a blowout. You might just bet on Jesus Ferreira hat trick.
I know. I gave him out to score a goal last game, and he let me down.
Well, yeah, because he was saving up three for tonight.
Yeah, he is kind of the mid-table CONCACAF destroyer.
He's the hat trick king.
He is the hat trick king. And just getting one goal from Jesus is great value.
Not really. But first goal scorer is plus 500.
Boom. Plus 500. 500 by going with Jesus.
Yeah. You got any hot picks?
You're not gonna like my hot picks.
If you say they're gonna lose, I'm so fucking done with you.
The thing is, I'm not just fading the U.S. I'm also fading Mexico. I'm fading both of them.
Jamaica and Panama is who Yaya has going to the Gold Cup final.
Come on, bro.
I'm fading the reason is because both of these teams took their B squads. Canada gave the U.S. a fight and they took their B squad. And Canada's B squad is way worse than Panama, and that's my thing.
You know how sometimes you know a sport,
trust me,
like a bit too much.
Yeah,
like you're in just a bit.
That's the too close to it pick of the week.
Yeah, it is.
But the thing is,
I'm
not the only one out there that thinks that there's like a lot of USMNT guys out there that know that there's gonna be like a tough battle.
They're also
I'm
too
sure
close
in your
like
MLS/CONCACAF Discord where all those guys are deep in it. You all think Panama and Jamaica.
I was about to reference a soccer writer, but the only one I know is sadly no longer with us.
Damn it, R.I.P. man.
God damn it!
I don't know why you guys are laughing.
Well, that's bets. We laugh at the stuff you don't laugh at. That's how we are.
Anyways,
that's how we do.
When's the last time you saw a Gold Cup final that didn't involve USA or Mexico?
Never, but that's the thing.
History.
But that's the thing.
What a stat.
This region has improved way more than people underestimate. And Panama and Costa Rica and Honduras and Jamaica have all come in. Like, Jamaica's full of ballers, dude. This goes for Mexico, too. I think, like, they've caught up a lot more. Like, they're to the level of squad B US and Mexico than they are to, like,
You're like telling me about how like Mississippi State's running the air raid this year. They can compete with Alabama and Georgia. Like, no, they can't.
They can. The thing is, it's the B squad. They're competing with the B, which I think they can actually compete. If they play the A squad, that's where I'm like, no, like not a chance. They're
this is Bama or Georgia in the Sugar, which is the non. It's the non-playoff bowl. Yeah,
they had all the opt-outs.
Right, they have the opt-outs. So then that's where you get like freshman Derrick Henry.
Sean G has a bet that I like here. USA money line, Jamaica money line +574.
Would love that.
That's actually not a bad bet. Again, I'm fading Mexico. Like I'm betting against them because I don't believe they can beat Jamaica. Jamaica drew with US 1-1 in their first game. Like that's how good they are.
You want another predicted timeline?
Give it to me.
USA wins, Mexico wins, USA doesn't zero in the final.
Wow.
I think if anything, it'd be closer to like 3-0 again.
Love that. That would
also wait. Mexico, dude, like, are the Gold Cup rosters final, or can you bring people up for the final?
No, they're final.
Once you have one, you have one.
It's kind of weak. Let us, you know, call up the boys.
That would be show history. Today we have a PIDS game where they are finishing the second half. From the 4th of July game, which is show
if
history.
If you don't want to be a Mickey Mouse League, you can't do stuff like this.
You can't do stuff like that. And also, like, if it's the second half of the 4th of July game, the Flowbots better be playing a concert in that parking lot when that game is over.
Wait, they just announced something, some sort of Colorado music festival that the Flowbots are playing in.
Of course. Holy shit, man. Like, all the kids I went to college with, we gave those guys a career. So that's show history. We're also going to show...
Wait, are there fireworks after the game?
They changed them to Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
The last Saturday. So, like...
Okay.
They're done. No more fireworks.
It's also going to be show history because I will give you my big three after a quick word from our friends at Bet365. Worldwide, their array of bets that they offer is nuts, my guy.
Yeah, it is.
It is nutty. What I love is you sign up, use that code DMVR365. When you sign up, all you got to do is deposit a buckaroo, place the buckaroo on a bet. As soon as that bet hits, win or lose, $200 in bonus bets will hit your account. What's fun about that is then those $200 you can play with however you want. All you have to do is check the box. Well, I want to play 50 of these. I want to play $1. It doesn't matter. It's up to you. It's not a standard so many bonus bets and so many allotments and so much time. Just yours to play with and have fun with. Get in on some home run derby props like I did last week. Get in on some MLS, some summer league bets. And right now, I was just telling Yaya this because I was seeing the MLS section. They've got this one boost here, Rhino, where it's... look at this. Money back on any soccer game that ends with no score.
Wow.
What? What? That's amazing. We're doing that. Bet365, man. It's been really fun to use this app. Get in on all the fun. You're still in on Chet, Rookie of the Year?
Yes.
I might be scooting my way over to a Trailblazers rookie, if you know what I mean.
Keontae Jordan. No, I'm just kidding. You're going to bet on Scoot Henderson, huh?
I'm considering it.
Yeah. It's Chet's world, bro.
It is Chet's world, and we are all also living in it, no doubt.
My big summer league takeaway, I'm out on all players who played in the French league.
Oh, my gosh. I don't like that take. I don't like that take. Yep.
That's a great take. That might be RK's. That might be my favorite take from RK.
Name one team in the French league.
Exactly, my point proven. Thank you.
God damn it.
Yeah, I'm so low on Kamagate that it's bringing me down on Wemby.
Oh, don't be low. No, not Kamagate. He's going to be amazing in Milan. Bet365 has you covered on any international basketball bets. They are the homies. Turn $1 into $200 of bonus bets when you join Bet365 and use that code DMVR365. Must be 21 plus and physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call, text 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, my big three, Yaya.
Oh, split big three.
Yep.
That's show history.
It sure is show history. Okay. They're covering this darn spread against the Jazz. The trend in summer league, guy gets hot one game, freezer the next. So we're going to get Keenante playing today because he ain't going to have it against the Nuggets on a back-to-back in Vegas in this economy. Forget about it. They're covering that 3.5. By any means necessary. Marco's coaching, right? Yep, he's not in his head. Yes, Mega Legs. Anyway, Mega's he's coach on the Marco. Staff. He's on the staff, right? Not to be. Yeah. Okay. And then we're getting MLS-y. It's not the second half of the pids. No. But we're gonna give out two road dogs that have no business being this doggy. St. Louis FC, hottest team in the league.
In the less, dude?
Yeah, in the less. And they're just killing it. I gave them out to whoop that ass for the Rapids. They took care of business. They've won three in a row. They're going to Miami to play the most Mickey Mouse franchise of all Mickey Mouse franchises. Messi's still not playing, right, Yaya? Oh, that's the Saturday matchup. I'm sorry. No.
Like, what are you talking about?
I love to fade. They're playing LAFC. LAFC,
not a Mickey Mouse franchise,
hasn't won a game in the last four. So they're in trub. Yikes. And at that value, St. Louis FC's taking care of business. Another hot team is Cincinnati FC. They're playing the Red Bulls.
Teams everywhere now. Huh?
Yep, they
St.
sure
Louis,
are.
St. Louis, Cincinnati, everyone gets a team.
Yep, and everyone's FC.
San Diego's next up.
San Diego?
Manny Machado's part owner.
Gross. I just threw up in my mouth.
What are we doing here?
So since he against the Ronaldo. Red Bulls. Right. Yeah, exactly. Ronaldo.
More like Ronaldinho.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, I don't think he's playing anymore. so since he had plus 280, great value, though. They won't have Brandon Vasquez, right, Yaya? Because he's with the Gold Cup team.
Yeah, still a way better team.
That concerns us, but still a way better team. You heard it here first. So there you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
How will Jordan Morris's absence hurt his team?
Actually, quite a bit. Leo Chu has to step up. They're playing the Earthquakes. Earthquakes are good. Okay. Christian Espinosa to score.
New MLS take. How do you not have an international break?
It's insane.
They do have international breaks.
Making teams play without their guys?
It's insane.
So the thing is, they do have international breaks. They just don't use them for the Gold Cup. They use them for actual international breaks.
All of the best MLS players are playing in the Gold Cup.
Again, you're right, but they use the international breaks because this break is during the dead period, the offseason of soccer around the world, so there's no need for international breaks except for the MLS that plays during the summer. So this is a FIFA doesn't give you international breaks for summer tournaments. That's why all the international tournaments are during the summer, except for the MLS.
All I know is, imagine if like Jokic was out in the middle of the season because Serbia had a game.
Well, it's what the Olympics was doing with the NHL, right? That's why that pissed him off.
Yep. Now we get Mickey Mouse hockey in the Olympics. Right.
I hate it so much. Yaya's living his MLS life. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we love that for him.
I agree with you fully, but again, that's just how it works because they refuse to change it to any other time of the year, which I think would be a lot funner.
Yeah.
Another prop we were talking about, Yaya, on the MLS side is Christian Espinosa over 0.5 shot on target, minus 175. Had a shot on target in 4 of the last 5 games. That's a San Jose Earthquakes star striker right there.
Real, the next Wanda.
Oh, man. Yeah, though that's probably Jeremy Ebobasi. What a name, huh? Ebobasi?
Yeah.
He's going to pin on the Gold Cup. I don't know why he's not. He should.
Our dilemma was giving out long shots, but we gave out some long shots, Ryan.
We did.
And I think we'll save the futures parlay for another day.
All right. I've got a long shot for you.
Oh, man. I'm ready for this.
I just have to navigate.
Yes. Navigate away. Please.
Goals.
Yes.
USA versus Panama.
Yes.
Hey, no, Sus. Not total hey, goals. Sus. I want player goals. There
hey,
we go.
Sus. Hey, Jesus.
So I like Jesus Ferreira. Anytime goal scorer, plus 160. That's not really a long shot.
No.
What is Brendan Vasquez at?
Plus 220.
That's not a bad bet either.
Same as J-Mo. That's Jordan Morris for those who aren't in on. Hey, language. Plus 4,000 for Jesus.
Oh, Hattie?
Yeah.
Might as well.
Plus 900.
There's no Pepe on the board?
A Bracey.
Pepe's not on the team.
What are we doing here?
It's the B squad. This is what I mean.
That's really the C squad.
I was going to say, if Pepe's my guy, but.
Right. He's star of the B squad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Pepe, can't you see? Sometimes your goals hypnotize me.
Yeah?
Yep.
Ooh, that hit. That was nice. All right, let's go. We're going long shot. We're going Ferreira hat trick.
Plus 4,000. Let's do it. That's how it's done right there. That's how you deliver on a Wednesday bets. Thanks to Bet365 for taking care of us.
Good night.